Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, everyone. This is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because with us we have Riaz Bagnon. Riaz is an international Saudi woman who is a mom to three great kids, currently 20 years old, 16 years old, and 15 months old. She married a retired American military man in December 2015. Part of her life's mission is to spread love, peace, consciousness, and gratitude and appreciation to help people to be more conscious of who they are and to help them understand how to be happier in each moment and find their balance. Riaz wrote Where Are You Now?, a new bestseller, to help you find your balance zone and to learn how to use that zone to convert ideas into real action. So you can develop balanced relationships with others, with yourself, and with any situations in your life. Riaz, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for this great opportunity. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, I would love if you would start out by telling us a little bit about your background and how you came to this passion and purpose of doing work with and writing books about balance.
Wow, this question is kind of a really huge question for me, because what I believe in, the purpose of our life is not something that we could just, you know, find it or like a destination we can just arrive to. I feel it's something dynamic. The more we learn, the more we are more connected with our inner source or with our higher consciousness or God or whatever you like to call it, I think then we're going to find more and more, or let us say another piece of the puzzle for our purpose. So if I want to answer this question, you know, exactly as what it is, I would say that the things that help me to come to my purpose in life or my passion is learning, developing myself, and also keep continuing figuring out how can I be connected more and more to my inner source or my inner voice and my God, my higher consciousness, anything that really makes you feel that you are more than just a physical body in this life. So I don't feel that until now I came to my whole purpose in my life. But I feel that I'm continuing find more and more, and I'm continuing this beautiful journey. What I believe in is if you feel that your purpose in life is, let us say, a city or a station you just arrive in and, wow, that's great, I did it. So then I think you're going to really start losing your purpose in life. Because when you arrive to somewhere or in an area in your purpose in life, then you're going to realize that, wow, there is more. There is something bigger in my purpose in life. So let me figure it out. Let me enjoy, connected with, discover it. So I'm so grateful that I really have come to a part of my purpose in life and my passion. But still, I am enjoying to discover more, to allow myself to reach more and more. So I'm so grateful to what I have known until now, or I have realized also what I have done by discovering my passion and purpose in life. And part of that is helping people and delivering what I have received, because I'm sure every one of us can receive something different than the other one, even if we receive the same message. But each one of us has his or her uniqueness of understanding this message. So when I can deliver this message, which is about joy in life, being aware of the moment and connecting to yourself, understanding how to be in your balance zone, so then I think I have done something that fulfills my purpose in life, which I'm sure is going to help me to find something else and more that can help others. Because each one of us, by being more conscious of the moment or by living life of joy, then he or she can give this life a great energy and contribute with any good thing that could be physical or non-physical, but at the end, we all are one. So what I deliver to you and makes a difference in your life, you're going to make something different, that it's going to make something good in the life that we all are living in. And then it's going to impact my life as well. That's what I believe in. So I hope I continue more and more enjoying finding more about my passion and my purpose in life.
That is so beautiful. So tell me a little bit about how you started writing and how your wonderful book, Where Are You Now, came about.
Okay. I'm glad you asked me these two questions together, because they are, the answer is really together. I started writing since I was a teenager, but it was all something, you know, about me or my feeling. You know how this age, when you feel that, oh my God, you have a lot that no one can listen to, or maybe no one can understand, but you just want to, you know, let it be existed on something or somewhere, by anywhere. So I used to be in love with writing about myself or something about my emotions. But then it's kind of, you know, how I grew up and I noticed the differences in my physical body, my personality. It's the same has been happened with my writing. And each period of time in my life, I found myself start writing about something different or developing my skills, you know, just spontaneously, even without thinking about that or learning about it. But then in 2012, that was the time when I said, okay, now I want to start writing a book or writing something that could be, you know, for public. By the way, I remember something. Before 2012, I think 2 or 3 years, I used to have a blog, but it's in Arabic. And I used to write some kind of, you know, like notes or just whatever thoughts I meditate about, or even though now I don't like them, but I appreciate that period of time, and I appreciate that, you know, kind of flaw, because it was part of my progress. However, go back to 2012, that was the year that I really started thinking about it seriously and decide to do that. And I remember it was on my birthday in April 2012, and I wrote that down in my journal. I wrote a book that time, and then, believe it or not, 2 years later, I felt that it doesn't relate to my new consciousness anymore. And then I ignored it. I said, it's a good trying. And then in 2014, believe or not, that year was like the year that I exceeded and, you know, I increased my meditation more than any year before. So I remember each time I used to make a meditation and just ask a question that, what can I do for this life? What is my purpose? It started with something so funny. I immediately see a picture of Oprah Winfrey comes up to in front of my eyes in that deep, deep meditation. And after I finish my meditation, I think about, what does that, you know, relate to my question? But then I pass it. Then after that, I swear, one of my meditation time, I remember I saw a picture of Oprah Winfrey asking me about my book. And then, you know, at that time, I was a graduate student. After I finished my meditation, I said, Dad, are you serious? Oprah Winfrey is speaking English, and you will never write a book in English. Even though if you will do it, you will write it in Arabic. But then I just, you know, I said, just enjoy the meditation. Don't think about the detail. And then I continued doing this meditation. In 2015, I start seeing myself, like whenever I do the same meditation, ask the same questions, I saw myself give myself a pen and ask me to write. So after that, I'm so grateful I had the opportunity to write in one of the United Arab Emirates national newspaper, and it was a weekly article, and I loved it. So after that, in 2016, I start writing my book, which is almost the same idea of where are you now, but in Arabic. And I never thought about I'm going to write it in English. However, between 2016 and kind of May 2017, there were many things was happening. And I don't know what to say, whether it's God will or it's what it meant to be, that shifts the whole idea from writing or continuing publishing my book in Arabic to write my book in English. And that time I knew the publisher, the CEO of the publisher and his wife. We met, we discussed many points, and then I felt, okay, let me do it. And seriously, until now, I don't know why this shift has happened, but I'm so happy and grateful. Even though this book is published in Arabic, it would be maybe at least maybe 200 to 300 pages because there were many details. I wrote it in Arabic. But when I thought about doing this in English, I said, let me just put the most important points. The words that could be as an airport where people go to there, but then they choose their flight and whatever direction they want to go to, and then they fly to that consciousness that it really fits their situation or their level of consciousness in their life now. So then this book has become, and I'm so grateful, and I appreciate that it's now available for everyone to read it and enjoy it.
That's a really wonderful thing, isn't it? I mean, now you publish a book like your book, it becomes bestseller, and then anyone in the world can, you know, make use of your wonderful wisdom. And speaking of that, tell me a little bit about your favorite tips in the book and why you think the reader would enjoy reading them.
You know what? My tips in my book, it's in two parts. There is a direct tip, which I think anyone will easily get it, which is live in the moment, not living your life as a moment. Because most of people are programmed that life is too short. So I think they are living their life as a moment. That's why the most tip in my book is living your moment with a high consciousness and enjoying being in balance. Because when you are in balance or when you find your balance zone, you can enjoy living in the moment, you know, spontaneously and consciously. So this is the direct, and I think it's obvious for everyone. But there is indirect tips. I'm sure each one will understand it or will get it differently, which is focus on plan less and surrender more or a lot. So I hope you get it.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's so powerful, really powerful.
Thank
so what
you.
Do you hope that readers will take away from the book? How do you hope that it might change their life?
The most important thing I really hope for them to have it is balance. Because whenever I think about, you know, all the experience I have had in my life, balance is what makes you feel comfortable either to step back in whatever situation that needs you to do that or to continue and make a step forward something you want. Most importantly is when you really feel that you are in the situation that you feel completely balanced, then it's the time where you can live in the moment. Because there is nothing pull you up or down, right or left, negative or positive, but you are in just that calm area, calm zone, where you can find everything easily and you really feel that you have everything you want in your life. So balance is number one, because I think and I believe that balance is the way of enjoy your life and feel the joy seriously. So then after that is the freedom. And what I mean about the freedom is the freedom from being stuck to a specific word or a specific idea. And when you read the introduction in my book, you may get more understanding about what I mean. But in general, I love any reader to consider my book as, you know, the words that could be kind of bridge to another area where they can discover more and more. So that's why I didn't say a lot in my book, but there is a great energy and a huge consciousness behind the words I said. And I hope that they feel free to find what it's for them more than what I just said.
Oh, that is so wonderful. What a beautiful reason to write a book and what a beautiful wish and dream for readers to take away. So I know that your book can be found on Amazon. Can you tell us also, in addition to where are you are now and the book, actually going out and buying it, is there some way they can connect with you on the web?
Absolutely, yes. I love to receive any feedback or any thoughts that the readers like to share it with me through my account on Twitter, Instagram, or also I have a channel on Telegram, or also they can email me. I love to receive from them because I believe that everyone read my book can help me and inspire me to understand something different, something new. So you have Twitter. I'm not that good on Facebook, but you have Twitter, Instagram, and as I told you, my email or my channel on Telegram.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us. It's been such a pleasure, and congratulations on your wonderful bestseller.
Thank you so much, and I really appreciate this great opportunity. It means a lot to me to feel that my voice could, you know, reach my readers, and, you know, we have this directly and indirectly connection. So thank you so much for giving me this opportunity, and thank you for everyone who is listening to us right now. Thank you. And lots of love and appreciation for all of you.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Thank you again for being here. And for
You're
those
welcome.
Of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcast and communities. You can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's mybookmybiz.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.